Got Sean Callahan coming in 3-2-1. Chris Cattrall back with you on KNEB, catching up with Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com. Sean, I'm curious, what did you know about Garrett Nelson before this weekend?
Well, we had him at our camp in St. Louis. Him and his dad, Chris, went out to the Rivals Combine in mid-May, and he did really well at the Combine and didn't have an invite into the actual camp the next day, which is limited to like 180 prospects, and the requirement by us typically is you have to have a Division I offer to get into the camp. So they allow walk-ups to get into the camp, and him and his dad showed up, I think, at 6 a.m. in the morning to get in the walk-up line, and he was able to get into our camp the next day. So that's really the first I had heard of him is when he went to the camp, and then a couple people on our Husker Online website kind of made us aware of him as well. And from there, you know, obviously the rest has done its, I mean, it's all kind of come together for him here in about the last month.
So he took part in the big man camp Friday morning offered by South Dakota and South Dakota State. I know you talked to him after that, then the big offer from NU during the Friday night lights camp. When you watch him compete and practice, what really stands out about his game? I know for me, watching him this last year at the high school level, it was like a Grant Wistrom-like motor.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I honestly don't think, first of all, he wasn't on Nebraska's radar going into the camp. I mean, I kind of got a glimpse of like their pre-prospect kind of list to watch, and he wasn't even really on that list. So he really forced the issue. He came in the morning and had an excellent, excellent workout. There was a kid from Texas that's going to be like a top 100 national recruit, but he's only going into his freshman year of high school. He was like 6'6". 285 as an eighth grader going into his freshman year, and Nebraska and Miami and others have already offered him. Well, Garrett squarely beat him pretty much about every rep. And at that point, I think everyone's like, wow, this guy can really play. And then at the end of the camp, they had a big huddle with like the 200 kids there, and they called Garrett out to kind of break the huddle down at the very end of the camp. So at that point, they're like, wow, this is a guy we got to watch. And South Dakota and South Dakota State immediately offered him at the end. And then in the evening, he comes back for the Friday Night Lights, and he did so well. And Bob Diaco and Mike Riley watched him closely enough that, you know what, they said, hey, we got to offer this guy. Let's just do it. I mean, what are we thinking? Let's just do it. We really like him. He's got 2 years left to go. He's got all the intangibles and things that you want to see. And it was really cool to see the emotion that he had when he received the offer. He teared up. He was crying. He was hugging his dad. Now, there was another gentleman there. I don't know if it was his grandfather or somebody else that he was hugging and crying as well. But it was really cool to see the emotion and kind of what it meant to him to receive an offer from Nebraska. Because, honestly, you don't see that a lot anymore with local guys. Yeah, they're excited, but that kind of emotion was cool to see.
So, with this part of the year and the recruiting period and where you're at, do you get to talk to the coaching staff at all about any of this? If so, what do they say? If not, what do you think stands out to them about Garrett?
Well, the coaches can't talk on the record about recruits. So, like, nothing, they can't say anything to us technically about recruitable high school athletes. But, you know, so we just have to kind of observe what's going on and the body language. And you know, we're right on the field watching it, but technically they can't quote. So I can't say anything what they really think. But you can just tell by how they coached him up, how they watched him, and all those things that he really forced the issue to get that offer. Because I guarantee you they were not planning on making that offer Friday night. He made them make that offer, and that is rare. You just don't see that. And, you know, it's funny, the last 3 years now, a kid from Beatrice, a kid from York, and now a kid from Scotts Bluff have all received offers at the Friday Night Lights camp. You know, you're talking about three Class B football players, so it shows you that the talent in the state is obviously much deeper than the Class A level. I mean, there's a lot of talent in Class B and C as well.
So in your write-up at HuskerOnline.com, you've got some comments from Garrett, and he says that new D coordinator Coach Diaco wants him as the boundary outside linebacker in that 3-4. What exactly is that position? What are the responsibilities?
Well, yeah, he's basically a hybrid defensive end where he can be on the line of scrimmage, but you stand up as the outside guy they refer to it as the cat and the dog as the two outside guys, and so that would be the cat linebacker role, where you have to be kind of more of an athlete and a guy that can rush the passer, and he fits all those attributes. I mean, he kind of reminds you, I was talking to Nate Klaus, my coworker, he looks like one of those guys you see at Wisconsin, and he just gets after it, and you're like, why can't Nebraska get one of these guys, you know, developed in their program? Well, he kind of reminds me of one of those types of guys you see at a place like Wisconsin the last few years, where they just play with a reckless abandon, and as a guy that covers Nebraska, you're like, where are these kids? And now they finally have one, it looks like, that they've offered, and you know, obviously he hasn't made a decision yet, and technically Nebraska wouldn't accept his commit at this second until they review his academics and everything, and that's not going to be an issue, but they had not even, you know, had any information on him, so they need to do like an academic audit and a couple other things to make sure everything's in line. But he said, you know, he wasn't going to just jump on the commit like today, so it will be interesting to see kind of his process. And you know, he did go to camp at Wisconsin and Wyoming, and you know, teams like Iowa, you wonder if they're going to make a decision and jump in on him as well. But being a son of a former Husker, you got to like Nebraska's chances, especially when he teared up when he received the offer. You would think Nebraska's in a pretty good spot. It's just a matter of kind of when he wants to do it and kind of his thought process from here.
Yeah, his answer seemed pretty thought out, and, you know, a real solid response when he was asked about the commit or his collegiate future. So big news for one of our own here in the Panhandle. Husker coaching staff seems to be all in on Garrett Nelson. They're also, and they have been for a while, all in on class of 18 Texas wideout Joshua Moore. Gave his verbal commit yesterday with that really cool video. How big a get is this for a program like NU?
Well, it's a huge get because a lot of people, even as far as a week ago, thought Nebraska had no chance. His brother, Jordan Moore, is committed to A&M. It's his twin brother. He's from Texas. He had Florida State. He had Alabama. I mean, he had major, major offers on the table that were committable offers, and most people just didn't give Nebraska much of a shot in this deal, and got to credit Keith Williams, Mike Riley, and the job they did. And then the other X factor is Buki Radley-Hiles. The two of these guys played together at IMG Academy in Florida, and Moore has transferred back to his hometown in Texas to play his senior year in Texas. So the connection that Moore had with Buki Radley-Hiles in just a short while, this first semester at IMG Academy, I think really played a factor in the relationship those guys developed, and that helped Nebraska as well.
So he's a top 65 player overall in the class of 18. So where does this put the Huskers class of 18 right now in the national ranks?
Yeah, I think they're eighth right now in Rivals for us. But keep in mind, the numbers are going to be smaller. So to stay up there, it's going to be awfully difficult because a lot of it is kind of a cumulative point total. And our point total for Rivals counts your top 20 commits. Well, Nebraska is not going to get anywhere close to 20. So they're not going to have, you know, the full allotment of points when it's all said and done. I still think this can be a class that, you know, ranks between 12 and 20. You know, if they were to get a top, if they were to get over 20 recruits in this class, which is not going to happen as of today, they could definitely be close to the top 10. But nonetheless, they're doing an outstanding job. You know, they're still looking at least one or two more receivers they need to add. They're not going to take a quarterback as of now for this year. They may take a running back only if it's the right guy. So the offensive numbers have pretty much all come together. They're still looking at potentially one. They need one more offensive lineman and about two more receivers and maybe a running back. So they're almost done on offense. And on defense, they really just need like one or, you know, two or three more guys there, because you're looking at a class size of about 16, maybe 17 guys. Mike Riley said 18's awfully optimistic at this point.
Sean Callahan with HuskerOnline.com. Appreciate the time this morning, Sean, and always during spring ball and throughout the season. Love your updates here that you send us for the radio. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, thanks.